Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Friday, the 25th of October 2013. And today the five-year-old went off to school dressed up because it's his last day in school. Here in Ireland, we will have our midterm next week and Thursday is Halloween. It is also known as Iha Hauna, or the Festival of Samhain. And that would, I suppose, be a pagan tradition. Now, Halloween in Ireland is very much different nowadays to what was 30 or maybe even 40 years ago and beyond. Now, I can only tell you what it was like 30 years ago because I'm grand and young. But what I can tell you is when I was younger, we didn't go trick-or-treating. That is a very, very new development to me. When we were younger, we had to go around and ask the neighbours for help for the Halloween party. And that meant that we'd knock into the neighbours before it got dark. And the reason for that was that they would give us help for the Halloween party. And that would always be either in the form of food to put on the Halloween table or money to go and buy food to put on the Halloween table. And that food or money didn't come cheaply either, because you always had to, we would call it do a turn. So you would either have to sing a song, recite a poem, tell a joke, or do a dance. And once you'd done that to the satisfaction of the householder, then they'd hand over your loot, which would either be food, as I said, or money. When you got home in the evening then, as darkness fell, we'd all sit down and eat a meal together. And there would always be far too much food made. As we finished our meal, we'd clear away our own plates and set the table again. And we would always leave at least one window open in the kitchen over the dining area and some food on the table. And the idea is that Iha Hauna is the night when the spirits of the dead come to walk. And in the pagan tradition, this is not meant to be a scary time of the year. This is a time when your spirits, your family members, your relatives who have passed on, come back to visit you. They come back to dine at the family table. So by leaving the food on the table and the window open at night as you go to bed, you're welcoming the spirits back into your home. You're showing them that they are very much part of your family. The following day after Iha Hauna is the spirit of All Souls, I think. Now, don't hold me to that. I think it's the Catholic spirit of All Souls. So we all would have gone to Mass the following day. But before we went to bed, we would have lit a bonfire, maybe if we were lucky, waved a couple of sparklers around. There was no such thing as fireworks when I was growing up. Nowadays, around here, Halloween is full of things like trick-or-treating. So children of all ages, up to nearly as old as 14, 15, will dress up as characters of their choice. They'll carry a plastic bag or a bucket with them. They'll knock on the door and they'll say trick-or-treat, and you'd be expected to give them a treat in return. There's no such thing as asking them to do a turn. There is no requirement on the child to do anything in return for the food. And when they get home then, they gorge themselves silly. And I have to say, I have a hankering for the older tradition. We live in a medium-sized housing estate just outside of Balbriggan, which essentially is, I suppose, a country town within the region of Dublin. We're on the very borders of County Dublin. We're not part of the city itself. So on a given Halloween night, we could have as many as 120 to 150 children call trick-or-treating. You can imagine how expensive that is. And also our own children want to knock around to nearly every house in the estate. We normally try to cut that back and allow them to visit households that we know the people inside. And that's from a time limit point of view, but also because an awful lot of the kids around here know us. So they do want to call around and show us their costumes and, you know, show how proud they are to be dressed up. I was about to say glazed or dressed to us. And they really want to show that off to us because they do know us, and they also hopefully want to get treats at our door. So as we work towards Iha Hauna, or Halloween here in Ireland, I'll be working on traditional Irish foods with the children. So we'll be making things like Culcannon. The five-year-old has said he wants to try to make Boreen Brack, or Barn Brack as it's known around here. And that will involve wrapping up coins and pennies and rings and little pieces of matchsticks and hiding them in the brack itself, hiding them in the yeast cake with dried fruit. It's a very special time of the year for us. It also, I suppose, comes very close to harvest festivals. So I'm really looking forward to the midterm ahead with the kids and celebrating the Irish tradition, and then on Halloween night, celebrating the new traditions. So whatever you're up to for the week ahead, have a good one. You'll find me on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where I'm at Wholesome IE.